Aware for Sydney and New South Wales. These are today's headlines from the Sunday Telegraph. Motorists, particularly those in Western Sydney, will see as much as $750 hit their bank accounts by the end of the month. Now the state government has begun its toll relief rebate scheme. Announced at the state budget as one of the key cost of living measures, the toll relief rebate scheme was to start on July 1st, but no date was given as to when motorists could apply for their payment. If you would like to read more on that story today, you can take out a subscription to the Sunday Telegraph at dailytelegraph.com.au or download the app at your app store. Two star NRL players have been involved in a heated confrontation at a nightclub. Broncos young gun Reece Walsh was seen toe-to-toe with Titans forward David Fifita at the Pink Monkey Bar and Grill in Burleigh Heads just after midnight yesterday. Security guards rushed to separate the two men before Walsh was evicted. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh, God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
Newly declassified cabinet documents have revealed the Howard government refused to send Australian Defence Force personnel to Afghanistan to train the country's soldiers to clear mines because it thought it was too dangerous. The 2002 cabinet papers released by the National Archives are dominated by the War on Terror launched in the aftermath of 9/11 and the establishment of offshore processing for asylum seekers in the wake of the Tampa crisis the previous year. And Pope Benedict has died after years in seclusion. The 95-year-old passed away on Saturday. Those are your headlines from the Sunday Telegraph. For updates and breaking news throughout the day, take out a subscription at dailytelegraph.com.au. We'll have another update for you tomorrow.
The podcast Faith on Trial looks into Hillsong, both in Australia and the US, and takes both the listener and hosts on unexpected twists and turns in the story of Brian Houston and the singing preachers.
There are two incidents involving Pastor Brian.
The Australian journalists uncovered a litany of alleged criminal behavior in the megachurch.
Financial gifts were being given to the leaders of the church.
Listen to Faith on Trial Hillsong ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.